An update on the farm availability and use of the internet. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture does a survey of farm technology use every 2 years, including internet. Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service reports that the latest check shows 85% of farms having internet access, the same as 2 years ago. What has changed since then, he says, is how farmers are using the internet.
50% reported that they actually purchase inputs for their operation on the web. That's up 18 percentage points from 2023.
Honig says farmers use the internet when they're looking to sell their products as well.
29% said, yeah, I go on the web to do that. That's up 6 points from 2023. So even though overall access hasn't necessarily changed, what they're doing is certainly moving forward.
Broadband access is still an issue in rural communities, and Honig says progress there remains slow.
We did see an increase there, 4 percentage points from 2023. So now 55% of producers reporting that they have broadband access, but 74% have cellular access. And so there's obviously high-speed options there as well.
And for those way out in the boondocks,
believe it or not, there's still some folks in some very remote areas still reporting dial-up access.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.